views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker. You are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, I'll be talking to gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, and bringing up the most recent energies that are wanting to come through, all to help you to move into more light, love, and, of course, truth. And before we get started today, the show with an intention, and my intention show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up, and open to receiving the awarenesses and energies that want to come through to live a more joy-filled, inspired, and authentic life. And before we get started, be sure to tune in 2 weeks when I have Arielle Ford on the show, who's most well-known for her best-selling book and program, The Soulmate Secret. And so with that, let's go ahead and get started. And I want to invite callers to all the questions, comments, or support you're needing around these topics. And you can do that at 800-930-2819. Again, that number is 800-930-2819. And so the title of today's episode is This Past Year's Lessons and Truths from Leaving My Corporate. And so I thought it would be fun as I was thinking about, you know, tomorrow is actually the anniversary of when I completed my corporate job. And I thought it would be fun to kind of just bring up, because I've learned so much in that time and learned so much even before I even completed my corporate job. And so I thought it would be really valuable for our audience to really share some of those lessons and the truths that have come about in the last year. And so just to share a little bit with you, even of the story and even the first, even before I completed my corporate job, and even to backtrack even a little bit further. So several years ago now, I was looking at, basically looking at doing something different. And there were things that were all of a sudden like stopped syncing with my, I was in medical sales. So there were things that stopped syncing and stopped kind of flowing in my medical sales job. And I had been putting out to, I had been trying some new different things, right? I started to put together actually a fitness website. That was like kind of the first step of like, let me see what, right, see what feels aligned for me. And as I was doing that and I started this fitness website, I was for about 6 months, but it was just not flowing. And so there was at a point in time when it wasn't flowing, it wasn't way that I wanted to. And to clarify what I mean when I say it wasn't flowing, like I had hired an agent and they were stalling and there was all these issues coming up. And it's not to say that when we have challenges in our life, it just happen. And but what was happening with that for me specifically, like I did stop because I was like, what's really going on there? There was something that made me stop and ask, is this all for me is the next step that I'm. And so it turned out that this website was not the direct going in. And fast forward, I started to try some other things. I had just come home from a writing retreat. And actually, I've had my therapist at the time said to me, you know, I know a lot of writers, and she's like, you might enjoy writing, you might be good at it. Like, the writers that I know, they cannot not write, right? And that would not have described me. And so her saying that, really kind of a bell went off, and I was like, okay, yeah, like, that it doesn't feel right. And so I got home from this writer's retreat, and I was basically asking the universe, so the you could always ask me to show what I'm. So just know that any time they're coming in, guidance will never come through unless you actually ask for help, you ask for support. So for me, the first thing that I asked when I was in the process of looking at doing something different was, show me that where I am right now, that that is not a life for me, right? Show me that there's something else for me. And so, you know, I was in medical sales, and I'd gotten home from this writing retreat. And the day that I went back to work, I could not get on my computer for about a day and a half. And there was one or two other things that happened that were pretty clear, but that was all very clear messages. Like, you cannot, like, this is insane. You can't even get on your computer. And so that was the first step that I took to kind of start to figure out, okay, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? What is the direction that I'm supposed to be taking? The next point was to say, okay, this isn't the thing. So now show me what the right thing is, right? Give me some guidance on what that thing is, what that possible thing is. And so then like two different. She was coaching someone, and she opened it to the people that were there to unconsciously said something. And just during the program, she asked me to start coaching in the program that I was taking. So to me, I knew in that instant that that was the sign. Right? It was maybe not that I was going to coach for Jennifer McLean's program, but I knew that I'm, oh, wait, that's my next. And I think it's really important because we can get so caught up in like trying to figure out that endpoint and trying to figure out not just what our next step is, but what our next 5, 10, 20 steps are. And so in that direction, you're likely going to feel overwhelmed. Just okay, like, what's the next step that I can take to move me on the path? Because, you know, I believe I've mentioned this before in our show. Like, I view, like, there's a shift that's happened for me in my life where I view my life, you know, as kind of a continuous timeline. This endpoint, but that we're on a continuous timeline. And, you know, this body is just part of my entire timeline as a soul. And so, kind of, I was like, one of the first things that came up, and I'm sure this is really common with many of my clients too, where it's like, oh, I don't have a website. So just really, really recognizing, like, I have one. I told the guides, so like, and so they did. And I said, I stepped up and I said, you know, hey, here's services. I talked about my work. But so fast forward, you know, I started coaching while I was in my corporate job. And I think there's several points I want to really make with in terms of, you know, if you are looking at to leave your corporate job, right, or leave your, you know, your kind of your 9-to-5. And the first point is to recognize, like, we are never ready to leave our job, right? Like, there's some sort of safety that comes in where you're like, we're looking for that, like, oh, I need to be comfortable. Feel easy, it's going to feel safe. I will tell you a point in my path, like, as it took me 2 years to actually transition out of my corporate job. And I will tell you that there's a point in my, on my path where it would be easier to leave than to stay. But there's so many people that I talk to where they're never, there's just that point where you're never going to be ready to leave. And to know, like, allow the fear to show you that it's guiding in the right direction, right? So, but it's guiding you in the, like, I have to get conditioned and very comfortable in fear. So I know what my fear feels like. I know So I'm like, okay, yeah, look, you're doing something like that to feel uncomfortable. And there's a point in my life where now it's like, it's actually, I just allow it to motivate me. I allow it to show me a point that I'm going in the right direction. And I allow it to sort of like, there's a way it energizes me and excites me. And so if you can, you can change your perspective around fear to that of like excitement and just like exhilaration, and allow that to sort of push you, and just allow it to, even if it doesn't feel that way, allow it to use it as a motivator. It can shift everything. So that's point number one. The second point that I make before we go to break is really around that, you know, I know there's a lot of people that's like, that just tell you, that coach you around just jumping, like just jump, just do it. Like, and you know, I will say there is, like, if you're able to balance both, right? If you're able to balance your corporate job and balance your new venture, your purpose, where you're going, the direction you're going, there is something that's really advantageous about that. So, you know, I shifted my languaging, you know, obviously, like, you're in your corporate job and you have this thing that you're really being guided towards, this thing you're pushing towards. And I shifted my languaging around that to, like, my corporate job is funding my new venture, my new purpose, my business. And so I started to shift the way that I was looking at my corporate job. I allowed it to feed me literally and figuratively, and I allowed it to support me. And so I know sometimes we get to these points in our corporate jobs or in our nine to fives where we feel like, I just have to go. I just have to get out. It's like, it's just time. And if you can, you know, stay to the point where you can really build up, you know, an income, build up a nice amount of savings set aside, and you can actually get all the pieces in place, or several, maybe not all of them, but several of the pieces in place, so that you're not jumping with kind of like nothing underneath you. I find that that's actually, it's very helpful. And to recognize that there's no one right way. And if you feel called to, time to leave. And so we're going to take a quick break. I'm leaving my corporate job and some of the lessons that I've learned, and what lessons have shown up in the last year. So stay tuned.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit orbitlawpllc.com for upcoming topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today, we are talking about the lessons since I left my corporate job and even the lessons before that and really how to go about leaving your corporate job. And just some of even just the delicious lessons that have shown up in the last year since I have left my corporate job. And so before the break, I was just talking about sort of this journey to identifying what my next step was and the journey to leaving. And so it was a year ago tomorrow is the anniversary of when I completed my corporate job. But the last piece, so, you know, I was working towards my coaching through this whole time. And like I said before the break, I really highly recommend that if you can make it work and if it feels aligned and feels right to you, to allow your corporate job or your 9-to-5 to really support you as you are going down this path, right? As you are identifying what your next step is, maybe what your purpose is, which your purpose isn't necessarily always related to the next step. So just to keep that in mind too, many times like our purposes are just sort of like around love, or I came here to expand, or I came here. So it doesn't have to necessarily be something that's like I'm a coach, for instance, but just really recognizing, allowing your corporate job to support you, and then, you know, like putting the steps in place so that, you know, when you jump, you have a little bit of that safety net. You don't necessarily need to have that, but many times it can just make your life a lot easier. And so the last piece to when I completed my corporate job, and this is just divine timing, this is synchronicity at its best, this is being a powerful creator in my world. And so, you know, I was getting ready to leave, and it was like the beginning of, like I was, you know, just figuring out what date, right? When was I going to put my notice in? When was that going to all happen? And I had just booked like, I think it was 3 weeks of travel. I had just booked 3 weeks of travel. And my manager then, now my ex-manager, he put his notice in. And we had kind of had a, like, some challenges in our relationship. We didn't get along, kind of more on a personal level. And truthfully, I knew that it was kind of more past life stuff than anything. Of course, I never talked to him about that, but it was something that was up for me, right? And so I was, you know, I was figuring out the date, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was sharing with her, oh yeah, this person I don't like is actually, you know, leaving, you know, and I was questioning even if I should stay longer because he wasn't going to be there. And the universe kind of gave me a test because I did book my travel, and the next day I got that information, and the universe was like, do you really want this, or do you want to go backwards? And I knew that after I had really chosen out of, right, I'd booked my travel, I was like, I'm leaving on this date, this is my last day at work, I knew that going in reverse and saying, oh no, I'm going to stay a couple months longer, that wasn't the right message that I wanted to send to the universe, right? Because if you look at the energy of that, that would have been me choosing the old versus the new. It would have been me choosing my past versus my future. It would have been me actually going backwards. And so that was one piece of it, right? So I was like, nope, I'm leaving, you know, even though he's like this kind of this big roadblock that had been in my way for a while was leaving. I was like, no, I'm still going to go. This is what I plan to do. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm, you know, intending to do. So I'm talking to a friend, and she says to me, she's like, you know, we were just talking about this, and she was like, well, you know, like, I think I made some joke about, like, I want to get paid to leave, right? And she just asked me, she's like, well, or she just kind of planted the seed. She's like, well, why don't we ask what it would take for you to get paid to leave, right? And I was like, that's cool. Let's put that out to the universe. I mean, like, the universe has far bigger plans than I could ever hope for. So, you know, I'm like, all right, I put it out there. And when I say put it out there, it's literally like, you know, you can put it out into the realm of the universe and just literally say out loud, what would it take to get paid to leave? So we were talking and we put that out there. Fast forward a week later, so 3 days before I'm going to quit my corporate job, I got let go. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, you know, the HR manager had flown out from North Carolina and I'd never met this guy before. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, when you see the HR manager, I was going to meet my ex-manager at a restaurant. And you know, when you see the HR manager, that probably isn't good. And so I was like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, kind of like, don't smile. Like, I'm laughing because I know that this is totally supported. This is such divine timing. It's all synchronicity. It's the universe saying like, hell yes. And so I'm sitting there like feeling very joyful, but I'm like, oh yeah, normal reaction. It's like, oh, this is really sad. So, you know, I just want to put out like, you can create anything that you want, right? Like there is no limits to what you can create. So, you know, if I had said, oh, it's not possible for me to get paid to leave, I would have shut off the universe's way of saying, no, we've got a plan here. Like we want to support you. We're, you know, this is so aligned for you. We want you to leave. And we also want you to feel supported leaving. And so just know that you can create anything that you desire, but you know, you have to believe in it. And I did it from a playful way, right? I didn't do a way of like stuffing down the energy or attaching how it was going to show up. I did it from a way of sort of playfulness, of fun, and knowing that the universe was going to show up in my highest good. So if it hadn't been in my highest good for that to happen, then it wouldn't have happened that way, right? Like maybe if I had backtracked and then asked what would it take to get paid to leave and, you know, I'd hope for it 2 months later, that may not have shown up that way because the universe really wanted me to choose it fully before it chose it on my behalf. But since I had chosen it really fully and said like, no, I'm committed to this and kind of had that, not that the universe really tests us, but kind of had that test or that questioning of like, oh, is this what I really want? When, you know, when I found out my ex-manager was quitting, since I had said yes to it and I really basically hell yes to it, all of a sudden, you know, the universe is like, here you go. Here's support. And so I got a severance package, you know, unemployment, kind of the whole kit and caboodle to go. So that in itself worked out really, really well. And so now the one other thing that came up, you know, so as I left and I completed and it was great because I ended up having like 2 weeks of just where I could really get everything in order and get my former employer what they needed, but just get myself taken care of and everything sort of, you know, in order and really have sort of kind of like that completion before I moved on to the new. One thing that came up for me that is so common when we kind of get conditioned in this 9-to-5 world and even from like the days of when we're kids, one thing that had come up for me really deeply was this way that we show up, right? And we get conditioned that Monday isn't a good day, you know, and Friday's a good day and Saturday's a good day and Sunday, you know, in the morning is good. But as you get to the afternoon and evening, you start to feel stressed for the week, right? And so as I looked at like the ways that we're all, you know, unconsciously and subconsciously programmed to show up in our weeks, I realized that there was probably about like 4.5 minimally, you know, but 5.5 days of our week that we're showing up where we're kind of dreading it or we're kind of looking to, we're not in the present, but we're looking towards the future. And the choice that I made when I went to go, when I left my job was to actually reframe every single day so that every single day is a weekday and a weekend, but every single day is joy filled, right? Every single day is really all about me being present and being excited and that there was no differentiation, no separation between Monday and Saturday. And so I still find myself kind of conditioning myself out of that because like I said, it's like, you know, like if you look at how many years we've been living that way, it's a really deep-seated conditioning, right? So I still find a lighterness on the weekend and it's possible too, I'm feeling just the collective energy, but I do find a little bit of a lighterness on the weekend than I do during the week. But also, I'm excited for every day. And there was this difference. And instead of, you know, I had this thought, it was a Friday, a few minutes after, or a few days after I had been let go. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the typical saying of like TGIF. And I was like, why isn't it just thank God it's today? Right. And that was a way for me to bring myself into the present moment. And it was a way for me to be really grateful and really present and to stop looking towards the future and just to be in the now. And so feel free to use that, you know, thank God it's today, because it's just, thank God it is today, right? Like the only time that's guaranteed to you is right now. And can you find joy? Can you find pleasure? Can you find, even in all pieces, right? But can you find the joy no matter what? And so, that is just one thing that like I would absolutely leave you with. And so before we head to break, if you haven't already, I just want to encourage you to download my Living in Your Truth guide. And you can find that at bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. Again, that's bit.ly. So bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide, all one word. And in this guide, it's all different ways. You know, we're talking about being present. It's all different sorts of ways to live in your truth. It's 12 months of things that you can implement each day or each month to start to see huge changes, huge shifts in your life, to live in the present, to be in your truth, to show up from truth in every moment. And let me tell you guys, like as you show up from more and more and more truth, the universe also high fives you on that, right? The universe also gives you a hell yes on that. And so when we come back, we're going to talk more. We're going to actually move into some of the other things that I've learned throughout the course of this year. So when we come back, I encourage you to stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. And today we are talking about the lessons from leaving my corporate job and the lessons that I've learned in the last year. And so I really want to switch gears here and kind of fast forward into some of the lessons that I've learned in the last year that have been so valuable. Like, I feel like as a soul, I've expanded, you know, just like crazy expansion, crazy growth. And so one of the first things that I actually want to talk about is actually, interestingly enough, you know, it's interesting because I've been seeing a lot of clients where this energy, this pattern, these patterns have been coming up on some version or another. So I think it's just really important we address it. But one of the biggest patterns that I see is around control. And us wanting to have control to stay safe, us not knowing how to let go, us being attached to an outcome, being attached to the way something is going to show up. And so, you know, I'll use the example around getting coaching clients as I was first starting. And, you know, when I was in sales, it's very interesting, right? Because in sales, like for anyone who's ever been in sales and has actually got that kind of that sales that feel like they're kind of a natural born salesperson in their blood. They know that feeling of like wanting to like go after something, right? Wanting to like make it happen and sort of, you know, finding the ways to kind of do that. And so that is actually very masculine energy oriented. And so the way that we many times in this world, unfortunately, the way that we get trained to be successful is actually to be in our masculine energy. And, you know, one way is kind of, like I said, that force or making it happen. You get like very like focused on something and it's very much more pushing versus allowing and receiving. And so part of my journey has been to figure out, okay, how do I let go of control? For me too, it's been even though I came here in a female body, it's like, how do I actually move into more feminine energy? Because, you know, so I started working in the corporate world when I was 15 years old. So for the last over 20 years of my life, I had been trained very intensively to show up in masculine energy. Like masculine energy was the way that, you know, I was shown that you're successful, right? I mean, even from when I was 15 years old and cold calling on the phone, I used to cold call ad agencies because I wanted to be in advertising at that point in my life. And so I was cold calling ad agencies. And again, that's a very masculine approach to business. And it worked. It worked for a while. But, you know, throughout this last year, the universe and my guides and angels and just all of my support, they were calling me to something different. They were calling me to make this shift. And so part of that shift was like, how can I let go of control, right? How can I stop? How can I stop forcing things when they're not right? I mean, one of our hugest patterns is around forcing, forcing a yes when it's actually a no. And so, you know, and it's a way that we don't trust, right? It's a way that we show up that's not trusting, right? Because when we trust, you don't have to you don't have to feel safe by trying to force a yes when it's actually a no, right? You know that if that doesn't happen, it's not aligned for you and it's not something that's meant to happen, right? That there's something in your higher good. And so part of that journey for me has also been to move into feminine energy. And, you know, to be clear, so even if you're in a female body, you're experiencing feminine and masculine energy. I see a lot of males that actually have very strong feminine energy nowadays, many times because the women have taken on such a strong corporate role, the guys have kind of fallen into the opposite end of that. And let me tell you, in relationship, it creates a ton of confusion. It creates a ton. It does not create a good dynamic when the females are in the masculine and like they're, you know, like if you're a mom, you're trying to keep your household together and trying to keep your relationship together. And even if you're single, like, you know, you're trying to quote unquote create a relationship or have that relation, you know, like keep someone around or however you show up in relationship. And so it's not hot. For lack of a better way to put it. And so there's this shift that I had to make, right? And it's like, it's obviously, it's always a work in progress, but feminine energy is all around surrendering, right? It's all around trusting. It's all around letting others lead. And so for someone who had been leading and pushing and making things happen all the time in my corporate world, to be able to start to trust and to let others lead and to be able to slow down. If you've ever listened to these shows, you know how fast I talk, you know how fast my clearings are. And that is all very intentional, but there's space in my life, especially in my relationships, especially in my dynamics with partner, where there's a huge opportunity for me to slow down, right? To take some deep breaths, to not need to fill a space in conversation. And so, like, have you ever noticed, like, if you're a female and, you know, you have a partner and you go out to dinner with this person, it's like, where do you want to go? And then you play this dynamic of, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? And part of what that feminine energy allows you to step into is to say, like, I'm not leading this. Like, you lead. Like, you're the man. You take the initiative. You figure out where we're supposed to go. And it's not to say that that should always be the case in relationship, but there is something really delicious, really juicy, really fun when you give a man, and they're open to it, right? They're open to opening and showing up in that way. But when you give them that opportunity to show up that way, and they take the lead. And so it's been a really, really fun experience to see, because part of what opens up. So, you know, I moved from this thing of like making things happen and not trusting that, say, for instance, in my business, that if I didn't go and make it happen, that I wouldn't have any business, right? So I moved from that into feminine energy is all about receiving, right? So what if you could actually be attracting things versus having to make it happen? And even in the example of like, what would it take to get paid to leave, right? That was actually me in feminine energy, right? Because I was actually able to say, like, I trust, like, I'm going to let go of this. Like, I'm not going to be attached to this or try to squash the energy. I'm going to let go of all of my attachment. And I'm going to actually allow the universe or the man in my life or however that shows up for you, right? To show up for me, right? I'm going to let them lead. I'm going to let them figure out. I just have to put out like, this or something better, and then I let the universe or, you know, the partner in my life or whatever that looks like for you, I let them lead it. And so there's been something really fun and delicious and amazing about allowing myself to be able to practice surrender, right? Allowing myself to stop controlling the things that I had been so used to controlling, right? And trying to control, really, just like, to really put this out there and make it very clear, when we control, we squash the possibilities. So I want to just say that again because it's really, really important. When you try to control something, you squash the possibilities. And because you're in the vibration of worrying that that thing could happen or worrying that it's not going to happen in the exact way you want it, you create that exact reality that you're not wanting. And so it's really, really, really important to take note and to start to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to take some deep breaths here. When you find yourself in control, right? When you find yourself attaching, to start to take some deep breaths here, to start to relax, to start to just allow. And I will be having some audios coming out on clearing control, right? Clearing attachment, clearing letting go. So, you know, definitely keep your eye out and watch out for those. But you know, it's just one of those things where if you can start to let go, that's actually when you create room for the magic, when you create room for the miracles, when you create room for the synchronicities where, you know, your ex-manager comes to you and says, we're going to pay you to go, right? In another way, but we're going to pay you to go. And so, you know, that's one huge lesson that I've been practicing that's been super fun and super challenging, because I can feel at moments where I've been just taught that control keeps me safe, that control keeps me comfortable. And as uncomfortable as that energy feels in my body, like, it's like, oh my God, what if I let go and the thing that I'm wanting doesn't happen? And it's really important, you know, when you're feeling like that, give yourself that voice, right? Go into the fear, dive into the fear, dive into what you're feeling, and allow yourself, you know, give that little child that lives within you, give them that voice so that they can actually, as you give and you put attention on something in that situation, it actually releases, right? So many times when we're feeling fear, it's because our little child wants to have that voice, right, wants to be able to communicate their fear. And when we try to push it down, when we try to squash it, when we try to stuff it, like whatever version of that that you're playing out in your life, when you try to do that, you end up, it ends up coming forth. What ends up doing, it's almost like picture I see right now, for lack of a better way to describe it, is like a jack in the box. And it's like you're like trying to like stuff down, stuff that jack in the box, and it comes out even like bigger. So just like keeping in mind, you know, that's a way that control, that's a version of control that actually plays out in our lives. And so one of the next huge lessons that my guidance gave me was all around no longer moving from obligation. And so, to be clear, I had spent probably my entire life doing things because I should, right? Doing things because I had to. Doing things out of guilt or because it was, quote unquote, the right thing to do. And the seed was planted at that point in my life. The seed was planted where it was like, okay, we want you to start to get focused on the joy. Because guess what, guys? When you focus, again, when you focus on obligation, when you focus on functioning from guilt, when you focus on functioning from things that don't feel good, guess what you get more of? If you guess that you get more of not feeling good, you would be right. And so it's really, really important to be aware that, you know, to start to choose joy, right? There's going to be times when there's something that you are like, it's ideal to do, right? So can you find the joy even in that, right? When it's something, you know, obviously you want to do something for your family and maybe it's not the most fun thing, but can you find something joyful about that? Can you focus on the good even in that moment, right? So can you take that moment, find something good about it, whether it's like I'm supporting my child, you know, like whatever feels light in your body, can you find that? Can you focus on that instead of focusing on like, oh, I have to be there, I have to go to this, or it's just the right thing to do. Like, can you focus on whatever is good about that? You know, for me, one way that obligation has shown up a lot in my lifetime, because I've had a lot of loved ones that have crossed over, that I've been around as they've crossed over. And so, you know, I've found myself a lot of times in the hospital with my loved ones. And I will say, like, you know, in those moments, focusing on the things that I loved about being there, focusing on having the time with them, like focusing on like the, you know, like we might, there might be some situation that felt serious or was sad, but then could I find the joy in that moment, right? Could I find something like the just can I be grateful for where I am? Can I be grateful for the time that I have with this person? Can I find something? Maybe we might even be laughing even though it was a serious situation. So can I find something there that can bring me joy even though it's a sad moment? And so that's something that's so important. That's something that's just really, really important to keep in mind. But, you know, one of my favorite stories around not moving from obligation and moving from joy was what I call my wolf story. And I will have a book coming out in the near future that's going to have all these stories and kind of lessons that I've learned. So probably in the next 6 months to a year. But, you know, there's a story basically about 6 months ago, or no, actually 9 months ago, I was, you know, had just been given this assignment of like, okay, no longer moving from obligation. You know, we want you choosing from joy is what my guidance had said to me. And I was working with a coach and he invited us to go to a wolf sanctuary. And for those of you guys who know me, you know how much I love adventure. You know how much I love unique experiences. You know how much I love going out of my comfort zone. I actually love being around people I don't know. I love meeting new people. And so here was this opportunity to meet with some new people that could be part of my relationships and my friendships, and to hang out with some dear friends and friendships that were evolving and developing. And that same weekend, I had already committed to going to an old friend's wedding. And to be clear, I'd known this woman for maybe 10 or more years, maybe 15 years. And, we hadn't seen each other in a year to 2 years. And so here was the universe saying, okay, can you, like, which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose your friend's wedding, which was obligation energy? And of course it would have been nice. It would have been nice to be there, but it was definitely more obligation energy than it was like, oh my God, I'm so excited about this. And then there was the wolf sanctuary, which was all joy energy. And I had already committed to my friend's wedding, which if you know me at all, you know that when I give you my word on something, it, like, my word is usually my bond. Like, I have a very hard time backing out of my word once I've committed to something. And so, you know, I knew that this was sort of an opportunity to tell the universe, like, yeah, give me some more opportunities like wolf sanctuaries. And so in that moment, I had to make a choice. And I ended up choosing the wolf sanctuary, which was really hard because guess what I had to do? I had to call my friend who I never talked to on the phone. Like, I called her and I didn't know what to do because I'm like, do I leave a message? Do I have her call me back? And, you know, I ended up just leaving a message, just letting her know, like, hey, I was really sorry I couldn't make it. But it was one of those things that I was really, really grateful for because I knew, like, this was the opportunity. You know, like, many times we're put in situations where there things are challenging, right? Things aren't always going to be, like, easy peasy. And if you can start to lean into those challenges, to choose the challenges, to own them and stop, you know, like, we get so conditioned to run away from things, to run away from our pain, to run away from our challenges, to run away from our emotions. But if you can actually start to lean into them, that's where the growth happens. That's where the expansion happens. And actually, that's where all of the joy happens. And so that was a huge lesson that I learned in the last year. And it's something that I've been practicing ever since. And it's been a lot of fun, right? Because sometimes I'll recognize, like, okay, I just moved from obligation there. So it's been a lot of fun to actually be like, okay, wait, backtrack. I don't want to do this. Or next time I'm going to make sure I'm really focused even more on the joy and just to keep recentering myself around my joy, right? To keep recentering myself around my truth. And so as part of that too, and speaking my truth, right? And sharing my truth. So, you know, many of us can relate to this fear of sharing ourselves, right? Or we're like, only certain people. I only want to share information with certain people. And as a coach, which I, you know, like I said, I consciously chose and just, it's very aligned for me to work through this energy. Part of my opportunity, part of, you know, my growth is to learn how can I share my truth, even if I don't know it's safe, right? Even if I know it's not safe, right? How can I just be comfortable speaking my truth and sharing all of me no matter what? And so this year for me is, like, has been so much about sharing more of my truth, right? Sharing all of me, speaking my truth. You know, just even recently, I just wrote a blog post about it. But it was all about, like, you know, these challenging conversations, you know, and I did a podcast about it, but, like, it was all about these challenging conversations that have been coming up, which I think is just very prevalent right now in the energy, right? In the energy in our atmosphere. But it's just like, how do we have these challenging conversations, right? How do we say, because, you know, many times, like, when we're trying to speak our truth, like, if we don't speak our truth in that moment and we accept more of something we don't want, we tell the universe that that is okay, right? We tell the universe, go ahead and bring me some more of that. And so for me, like, February specifically was a very challenging month in my business relationships. And there was a very, like, it was very interesting because literally, it was like, I couldn't even have, you know, planned this if I tried, but it was literally like one business relationship after another was like, I don't want to say that they were testing me, but it was just the energy was coming forth to start to choose differently, right? To start to say, okay, wait, I'm going to say no to this. I've got to make sure that it's not just about being kind anymore, but it's about me honoring me and me honoring me at all costs, right? Me honoring, you know, me saying to myself, like, okay, yes, it's important to be kind, but to not allow my people pleaser pattern, so my desire to be liked, to be driving what was happening in my life, and to really say, like, this is my truth in this moment, even if that might be hard to hear. Because let's face it, like, people are not conditioned to hearing truth. People are not conditioned to telling truth, right? Like, I have a situation where I had plans with a friend, and I know she came back to me, and it, like, it reads as a lie. Let's put it that way. I don't know if she lied or not, but it does read like she was lying to me. And I've got a decision to make on how I communicate that with her, right? How do I share that? Because trust me, I do not, like, obviously, like, I'm all about truth. The name of the show is Truth Talk. I do not want people showing up for me like that. And so like, I'm starting to really place gratitude on that, and I'm starting to recognize the opportunity in that. And so for me, I'm grateful that she's showing up that way, because it gives me the opportunity to have a hard conversation with her. It gives me the opportunity to share, you know, to share my truth. And it gives me the hard opportunity to really to honor myself and honor and speak my truth, and just to tell the universe, like, I'm not scared of this. And I'm starting to realize, like, it's like you can kind of, it can almost be where you make it actually a game and you allow it to open you more. So what I used to do was really shut down, right? I used to kind of like I'll just avoid this situation and pretend like it didn't happen. And, you know, even earlier this week, I had a situation where someone did something and I had the opportunity to communicate that it bothered me. And I know historically, because it wasn't a big deal, it was in an environment where it wasn't a big deal, I historically would have actually just left and not said anything, and then just kind of allowed it to kind of actually probably store in my own body, right? So I would have been storing it. And if you think about storing these negative feelings where someone hurts you and then you don't communicate that it hurts you and you just literally go on with life, if you think about the impact of that, that actually is not at all healthy for you, right? That's not, in the long term, that is not good. And so I chose the opportunity, even though it was not a big deal. I chose the opportunity. I was like, I'm going to have this conversation with this person. And they received it pretty well. But for me, it was actually more about me, right? And about how I felt. Like, I felt so empowered sharing that, right? I felt so empowered just being like, okay, like, this is my truth. And I felt very, very, like, I could feel my inner child feeling very honored. Like, okay, like, she's actually honoring me, right? I'm bringing this stuff up and she's not pretending anymore that this is not happening. She's not pretending it doesn't hurt her. She's like honoring it on the outside. And so for all the work that I do on myself and I honor my emotions on the inside, actually having those relational conversations, i.e. being in relationship with another, actually having those hard conversations with another person, that's like, it's a whole nother ballgame, right? And so that's one of the biggest energies that's coming forth to show up in our world. And so I will say that that's just something, like, as you know, as I've been stepping into, because like my goal is to create my entire reality, every single aspect of my reality. So everything from my relationships to my career to where I live, like all versions of it, right? Like, that is what I'm planning. That is what I'm doing. That's how I'm creating my world. And there is, you know, there's this opportunity, like, to live in more truth in terms of how I am and how I show up in relationships. And so part of that too has meant that I've had to clean up my relationships, and I've had to say goodbye to some relationships that haven't been healthy, and or I've had to just show up, you know, choose a new way to show up in that relationship, right? A way that's more aligned for me, a way that's more integrity for me, in an integrity for me, right? And so, you know, I just encourage you that as you take your journey towards truth, right, as you live in more truth in your life, you allow every single thing that's in your field, you allow it to, you know, you allow it to serve you, to support you, to honor you, right? You allow it to bring you into more of yourself. You allow it to help you to expand. You allow it to help you to grow. And you allow it to really allow you to help you to love more yourself, more others. And you allow it to have some fun with it, right? You know, allow yourself to have those deep moments and those intense moments that are going to help you expand as a being. And also allow yourself to have playfulness and fun and just not take life too seriously. You know, I talk to so many clients, and especially coming from the corporate world, you know, we get conditioned to be very serious. And truthfully, this life is nothing is meant to really be taken that seriously. And so if you can add that kind of that joy element into it as well, you know, as well as when it's happening and you're clearing and you're shifting and you're owning all pieces of yourself, all of it's joy, right? I always say, like, all of it's joy in disguise. And, you know, if I'm going to leave you with anything today, I just want you to remember every single thing that's occurring is joy in disguise. Every single thing that's occurring is helping you to expand, move, grow into more. And every single thing that's happening is helping to return you to love and return you to joy. And so with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. So if you have a comment on the show or you would like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. That's just deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide, which I mentioned earlier in the show. And make sure again to tune in 2 weeks as I talk with love coach Ariel Ford. This is definitely a conversation you will not want to miss. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.